Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you want to see out of our young quarterback in his third NFL start coming up?
I want him to be able to drive the team down the field. I want to be able to see. I would love to see 2 to 3 touchdowns. 3 touchdowns would be outstanding. He put together a nice 90-yard drive the other day. Can we get more of that? Not just one time. I need it multiple times. And I like the way he's changed his game a little bit. Sounds to me like they've changed the offensive strategy a little bit, especially after listening this morning about how they're just kind of shifting the line a little bit to help him and put him in a winning situation. I'd like to see the wide receivers catch a few passes, and I would like the defense to come up a big time stop when they need it. So I'm not asking for much, but
I asked about Shadur. You gave me the whole game plan.
I started thinking about everything there. You got me going. I want Shadur to look confident and look like a guy that's fighting or has the starting job next year.
You know, he said,
I want to see.
He said yesterday, and he changed changed the words that he used because he used something. He was talking about the trigger, and then he said, no, I shouldn't do that. And then he kind of said, turn it loose, and get after it. That's kind of what I would like to see. It's felt to me, and it was the same way with Dylan Gabriel. It's felt to me like the coaching staff has put the training wheels on both of these guys. You know, did we see the real Dylan Gabriel in the time when he was playing quarterback? I don't know. I always kind of had the feeling that he had the training wheels on him. And then he got the concussion, and then it became Shadur's time. And I think Shadur has had the training wheels on him. And I wonder about that. And and Shadur mentioned that yesterday a little bit. I would like to see the coaching staff just say, here we go. This is what we think the offense can do. Let's go for it. And if you make mistakes, you make mistakes. If you throw an interception, you throw an interception. But But
how many of those are okay? How many interceptions can you throw before everyone gets mad?
Does it?
I mean, we were mad at the special teams last week.
Let me go back to what we started about earlier in the show. Does it matter? You throw 3 interceptions, but you might learn something about your quarterback moving forward. I don't think you're going to learn what you need to learn about Shadur or Dylan if he ever gets another chance to play.
If he starts throwing interceptions, we have a repeat of what we saw last week where the special teams just left. They just left the other team with the ball in good scoring position.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're turning the ball over. It's the same exact thing. Same exact thing.
Yeah, except for one thing.
Tell me what that one thing is.
You going to learn anything about Shadur if you don't let him go out and do it?
I get to turn him loose. I just don't want him to turn the ball over.
Well, sure. Well, then that's the point. That's what we got to find out.
I'd also like to see him get in sync with the wide receivers because I don't know if it's on him or on the wide receivers. So.
Streetsboro, the garden spot of Portage County.
Home of the Rockets.
What's up, Booker?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Happy holidays.
Welcome to the show, Booker. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to touch base on between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, if anybody should have to leave the building, let's look at the facts and the points. the fact is that Kevin Stefanski, over 6 years, he's had 13 quarterbacks. He has not shown any of them how to be a professional quarterback in this league. Now, if you look at the...
Has he had the time to show any of them?
Well, here's the thing. You're supposed to put a system into place to help these quarterbacks progress in every area of the field. And I haven't seen that happen yet. And then, if we look at Andrew Berry's history and the record, look at his draft picks. Emerson, Greg Delpit. I mean, he's hit on even drafting in the third and fourth and fifth round. He's hit on a lot of those picks.
What? Right. You're the first guy I've ever heard say that, Booker.
Have you seen some of the third round picks he's made? Do you want me to go through them?
Well, listen, we're not talking about Schwartz and guys like that. We're talking about guys that's either still on the field or made impacts when they were on the field.
Booker, you know what they've done? They've drafted pretty well on defense and pretty poorly on offense.
That's true. I will not touch that argument. But if anybody should have to leave, I think the scale is tipping towards Stefanski leaving.
All right. Booker, thank you.
Andrew Berry's right. Third-round draft picks. Barton Emerson Jr., Alex Wright, David Bell, Zach Zinter, Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Anthony Schwartz. Just saying.
Again, drafted pretty well on defense, haven't they?
Yeah, defense seems to be okay.
Yeah, they draft pretty well on defense. Makes me think, if you're even thinking about a quarterback, who are you going to hire to go and scout quarterbacks? Brian Greasy available? Kurt's in Columbus. Hey, Kurt.
Kurt!
Hey, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Great show.
Thank
Love
you.
Couple of things. My resume, I guess I should share with you. I go back to 72, Phipps-Dolphins playoff game when Warfield came back to haunt us. Thank you. And two quarterbacks really stood out for me during my Browns fandom. Mike Phipps and Tim Couch. And the reason why they stand out for me is they had such lousy offensive lines. And we pretty much, I say we, the collective, destroyed or derailed their careers because they were running for their life. So when I think about the upcoming draft, unless it's Elway, Marino, Peyton Manning, I'm not tanking. I'm drafting need and the best player. And for me, as I watch this sadness, it's offensive lineman and wide receiver. Whoever the best two guys are, when we pick, grab them. I'll hang up and listen to your thoughts. Go Buckeyes.
OH.
All right, Kurt. Thank you very much. I'm not in draft mode yet. I got to be honest. The idea.
I think we're all on the same page, though. Offensive line, wide receiver. Offensive line, wide receiver. I think.
Well,
and what will they do? They'll draft.
Weren't we in that mode last year? Defensive line, linebacker.
Yeah, I guess we were.
You know?
I
mean, we've kind of been in that mode for a long time. You know, the one thing about Zach Zinner, by the way, can I throw this
out? Yeah, let me know what it is.
Yeah, it's this. Who are you going to sit? Everybody's yelling, Zach Zinner hasn't even played. Well, are you going to sit Betonio? You going to sit Wyatt Teller? As it turns out, now you did.
But he's inactive every week, Jeff. I mean, it's not even like...
Yeah, but Andy,
he's continually inactive.
Okay. Who are you going to sit?
Well, wouldn't you rather see Zinter, or would you rather see... I don't know.
Tevin Coleman?
Tevin Jenkins? I mean, who would you rather see, Zinter or...
Tevin Jenkins. Sorry, who's Tevin Coleman?
I don't know.
Tevin Coleman was a former offensive lineman.
Yeah, there you go. I got my Tevins confused. That's the one thing about Zinter to me. Okay, maybe he's a guy that's, you know, paying his dues and watching and blah, blah, blah. And I'm really being...
He's inactive like every week.
I know. I'm really giving him the benefit of the doubt.
And here. That also means that he can't contribute on special teams.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Correction. Tevin Coleman was a running back for a couple different teams, retired in 2022.
All right. I got my Tevins confused. I apologize. That's the only thing about Zach Zinter that I've thought is that, yeah, it'd be nice if he was active. Be nice if he was on the field. But you weren't going to sit Teller, and you weren't going to sit Betonio. At least I don't think you are. But now with Wyatt Teller out, kind of wouldn't be bad to see him, would it, Andy?
Yeah.
And maybe we will. Maybe we will.
I don't know. With the exception of Alex Wright, I don't think you don't have another third rounder on the defense. And on offense, you're looking at what Sampson and Zinter and Tillman, Cedric Tillman. Yeah.
You think?
I know third round has been bad for him. It's been bad for Andrew. He's had some bad third round picks.
What else do you want to see out of Shedeur?
Confidence. I mean, I know he has confidence when he speaks.
Does he look confident to you on the field?
I don't know that he doesn't. He doesn't look like a guy who's been a quarterback in the league for a long time, but that should be expected, right? He's a rookie.
Yeah.
I think we want, you know, we want it to be plug and play, and it's not. And I do think there's some transitional issues between college and the pros for him, whether he wants to admit it or not. I don't know how you can't see that,
though. Well, there has to be. That's part of the transition.
The game just sometimes seems a little fast, but I do think every time we've seen him, he's made better decisions. Throwing the ball away a few times. I don't know. Still probably had an intentional grounding in the end zone last week that got lucky, didn't get called. That would have been 2 weeks in a row. That wouldn't have been good. Was it two out of the last three?
That's true. Dixon Dayton. Hey, Dick.
Hey.
Hey, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
And to you, Dick.
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I really liked Evelier. They're doing good, but I do like Sanders to stay for a while. I do. I think but we got to say that he's pretty good. I think we should keep him and let him run it out. And the Cavaliers, I think, are going to make it. But I wanted to wish my cousin Carla, she's been a fan of Cleveland sports, but I'm still kicking and happy holidays, guys.
All right,
there you
Dick.
Go. Hey, Carla.
Dick is alive. Carla apparently alive as well.
That's right.
That's good. We're very glad about both of those things, Dick, and thank you for the call. We always appreciate your bright, cheery optimism that you bring to the show.
Hey, guys. Makes me feel good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.